This program is brought to you by Mobilecast Media, helping customers increase sales and productivity through high-quality online video and podcasting.
John Houghton here with New Media Currents, here talking to Lisa Gorbeck. Did I pronounce that right?
Yep, that's perfect.
Excellent. So we're at the LiveOps booth. Tell me a little bit, before we talk about marketing, tell me what LiveOps does real quick.
Well, LiveOps is an on-demand call center technology company. We have two offerings. One, what we do is we have 20,000 independent home-based agents that we run our technology on, and they pick up the calls for infomercials. And the other part is a SaaS offering, where we offer to contact centers to be able to have visibility over all their contact centers using our platform technology.
Excellent. We were just talking a second ago about what's working and what's not working in marketing, in generating sales. What is working, what's not working?
You know, John, email right now is almost turning into spam. We're seeing really low response rates on it right now. I mean, you can have a very engaging title, very targeted list, but still we're not seeing the open rates that we used to 5 years ago. It's just really inundated. I know myself when I open up email, I just delete anything. I don't know who the sender is. So it's really not effective right now.
So what is working?
What's working? That's a great question. A lot of targeted direct mail, actually. You know, in the 80s, direct mail was really popular. Well, it's now coming back because people have stopped using it. So people aren't used to getting a FedEx package that would actually be a marketing piece. From executive to executive is really what's been working for us. We have very targeted lists, about 10, 20 C executives, and we ensure that the letter and the direct mail piece is coming from one of our C executives. We're finding that if we really want to reach that C market, that C target, that they're respecting only their peers. They don't want to listen from a low-level inside salesperson trying to call in. They want to hear from what their peers are doing. And then we have more respect and more inbound. They call us or they email us from that letter that we send them and get really great meanings out of that.
That's excellent. Because we've in direct mail in the 80s, we had massive lists that we'd send to, and now it's a very targeted thing. Do you find that when your executives, probably LiveOps is smaller than GE. Can a C-level LiveOps person get a GE C-level person?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we're much smaller, so it's easier for us to scale to do that. Whereas with GE, like you mentioned, I'm sure they have 25 different C-level executives for different groups. So you have to target which C-level person you want to have it be effective, because if you send this direct mail piece and the messaging doesn't resonate with that C-level executive, it's not going to work, and you're not going to get the response that you're looking for. But going from direct mail and, you know, going back to the 80s, now what we're looking going forward is, you know, Web 2.0. It's now this buzzword where I'm hearing is marketing 2.0. And what does that really mean? And the customer is really used to getting their information immediately, whether it's Twitter, whether it's doing a Google search. So basically what's happening is that we're seeing is, how do we leverage all the traffic that's coming to our website? We're losing them. They come to the page and then they leave. So what can we do? And what we're going to be doing is actually installing an instant SMM service. So when someone is on our site, they come to visit, we will be sending them out a text message saying, oh, can we help you with anything? And it's going to be a unique routing. So it's going to be per the page. We'll know what page they're on and things of that nature, and actually be able to take advantage of all the traffic that's coming to our site.
So that's something that we're seeing a lot, is that it starts at the website, and you're saying, I think I saw it written up in the Wall Street Journal three or four months ago, that there's three things you can do to engage the traffic that comes to your site, because the traffic usually comes and leaves, and that is put an instant message. So you have to have a person, is it a marketing person in the background then, that chats to these people that come through your website?
It's actually our inside sales reps. So we have our inside sales reps that are dedicated to different parts of our business, and we kind of monitor the traffic and where that person, that customer is on our site, and then that would launch the chat.
So taking advantage of the people that are coming to your site, I guess it also is important to have a good site. And do you use search engine management, SEO, search engine marketing? What are you using to get people to your site?
Yeah, SEM is huge. It's definitely what's bringing in the most leads for our company currently. It's really knowing your market and knowing what the words and the terms are, the industry terms are of the day. They change dramatically every month, every week, and you really have to monitor it, make sure your bids are right and things of that nature, and see what the return on investment is from those. And it changes every month, so you need to be on top of it. Once you implement your campaigns on Google, it's not like you can walk away and just see how they perform. It's something that you really have to nurture and monitor.
That's interesting. How do you compare the paid search to the natural SEO? Is natural SEO worth it?
It is, definitely. I think everyone out there now understands that paid search is just what it is. The sponsor paid for that spot, where when it comes up natural, I think people are just, they trust it more, and they want to go to that site first instead of going to like a paid advertisement. And so that's working for us really well. And what we do is we work with Google AdWords and Google itself, the company, to better understand what we need to do to optimize our site to take advantage of the natural search.
Wow, does Google talk to you directly about that?
Yes, actually, they do. I mean, you have to be on a certain premier level with them, so they'll actually, you know, brainstorm with you and spend time with you to help you optimize your website. But yes, they do that.
Wow. Within keywords, what do you use to discover keywords? You said the language changes, you know, on a regular basis. How do you stay on top of that?
Well, then there's Google Alerts, right? So when you see whatever press releases are coming out, or let's say someone's Twittering on something that's a hot topic, we play around with it. We're like, okay, there's a new hot keyword. Let's throw that in the mix to our AdWords and see if that's really going to pick up any momentum. So it's really an art, not a science, to SEM and natural search.
Sure. What else is working for you or not working within marketing? There's a lot of other vehicles, you know, print, newspaper subscriptions are obviously going down, but maybe that means people get more traction through that because the prices are going down. Any other vehicles you guys are trying or seeing things that are working or not?
Yeah, we've tried webcasts and webinars in the past. That really gets your middle management folks. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if you're selling a product that's transformational, meaning that you would really need a C-executive, you're not going to reach them that way. So it all depends on who your target person is within an organization, of what type of, you know, demand gen and marketing you do.
Sounds like you guys like to start at the top.
Yes, that's the easier way. Once you have an executive sponsor, it's a lot easier to be able to move around the organization and be able to find where your technology would be able to help them.
What do you guys do for lead nurturing?
Okay, lead nurturing, yes. That's a very hot topic right now. So we send out, I would say about once a month, an email. I know email sometimes doesn't work, but we do. But these are people that know about us, so of course the response rate is higher then, right? So we send it out to our prospects. We send out something different to our customers. This is just purely to our prospects. And it just talks about something that's a hot buzz in the industry, and of course we try to relate it back to our technology. Whether it's an article, and of course we're mentioned in it, and things of that nature, but just to try to give them something instead of us always asking to buy our technology, let's give them some information. Let's try to be the thought leader in the space. It really helps build the relationships and the trust. So then when you're ready to go sell to them, they'll take your call.
Sure. So do you spend a lot of time looking for this thought leadership material?
Yes, definitely. Sometimes we have to create it ourselves if we can't find it.
Wow. So I guess webinars is also another way to talk about a thought leading subject.
Yes, webinars are a really great, you know, demand gen tool to get those leads and to get your message out there. But like I said, more the middle manager is the one that's looking at those webinars. White papers, sometimes we'll get a director, senior director downloading a white paper, but they're really taking that information and passing it down to the person below them.
Any thoughts on online video? So putting a video on your website and also on YouTube, maybe a video podcast, does that work?
If you don't put a video on your website, I think you're losing a huge opportunity there. Customers, a company can brag about how great they are all day long, but when you have a customer on your website in a video talking about your technology, talking about how it helped them, it goes so far.
So a customer testimonial video kind of helps bring in more of the traffic to trust you and realize that you're a real company. And obviously you have an address, I think, in Palo Alto. They can see that. But people want to know that they're dealing with a real company, not an offshore type of scam that's trying to get your credit card number.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So this helps lend credibility to it. And a comfortability of saying, oh, okay, this customer did it, and he's really happy, so maybe I need to look at this technology. But that's what it's all about. I mean, even with speaking engagements, when you go to conferences, you should never go to one and have someone from your company be the only one speaking. You need to have a customer there, because if anyone's going to be there in the audience, they want to hear from their peers and what's working for their peers.
Do you find that video is also something more for the middle managers, target towards middle managers, or do you see senior executives also helping them, bringing them closer to closing sales?
Yeah, definitely senior executives do watch these because it doesn't take much of their time, right? Same with podcasts. It doesn't take much of their time. And we're seeing a little uptick actually in banner ads as well, which is really interesting because I haven't seen that as a demand gen tool in a long time. Usually that's pure awareness, and I like to position it as that, so you set expectations right. But we're actually seeing some really good leads because we're very targeted with where our banners are, and we make sure that what's called content sensitive, so when there's a something around for us, cloud computing, our banner would show up on the website.
Wow, because that's when you look at the numbers, it's a huge multi-billion dollar space, and it's where all these interactive agencies dwell, and it's all mostly for awareness and branding, and you're saying it's been used successfully for lead generation.
Yes, yes.
Wow. What else have you tried? Have you tried Facebook? Have you tried Twitter? Obviously, some of these things might take a lot of time, and also blogging. What have you tried? What are you having success with, and what takes too much time and doesn't give ROI?
Our CEO has a blog, Maynard Webb. He was actually the COO at eBay, so he has a lot of following because of that. So that's where. So we do Twitter. We right now are powering the call center here at Dreamforce. So we're Twittering about that, and we're really leveraging all of that new multimedia that's out there.
And so for people that are looking in on this, and maybe they want to choose one thing within Web 2.0 social media, just generally, what would you say is a good thing to try?
Twitter. Yeah, that's the hot one right now.
Why?
Why? I think because people are curious about it, and they're signing on, and they're actually listening, and it's new to them. It's kind of like when email was new. Used as a demand gen tool, everybody was responding, and your response rates were high. Now that Twitter's the hot thing, people are listening to it. When Facebook was the hot thing, they were all into Facebook. So I think Twitter's it right now.
So Facebook is already starting to wane?
A little bit, I think.
Maybe a little micro wane, and maybe it'll come back stronger. Who knows? What kind of things should people be tweeting about?
About your company. And I think what's really important is to make sure your network is tied into your Twitter, so the right people are actually seeing your message about your company.
And how do you do that?
It's all through networking. And once you look through the Twitters and see who you have a relationship with, is following them, and then they follow you, and they watch you, and it just starts growing and growing and growing.
I suppose having it on your website and your business card also helps your Twitter handle.
Right, and having it static and having someone have to come to you, you're pushing the information to them.
Well, thanks, Lisa Gorbeck, here at the LiveOps booth at Dreamforce. Thank you.
Thank you, John.